description and the great storm of 1913, also the changes that occurred during Captain Harrison's time at sea and since his retirement.
Did anything influence you to go sailing?
Well, very much so, I guess. Environment would be instrumental in that, because proximity to open body of water, like Lake Huron or the Great Lakes, ships and sailors influences to follow that calling.
Saying last time I talked to you that you had read the book 2 years before the mass when you were a young boy.
One of them.
What were the duties and responsibilities of being captain aboard a Great Lakes ship during the time of service?
Well, if I gave you all the details, I could talk for 2 hours on that, because it's duties. So, you just barely touch on the highlights, I guess. Begin with, captain is the master of the ship, you know,
described a full day in the life of a sailor, and from the times that he got up till the ship was over, and what he did after for recreation.
So. Well, it depends upon the his ability. His rating as a sailor. He's an ordinary seaman. He has 1/7 rules. Work rules to go by. And if he's a quartermaster, a whizman, it's another. If he's a boatswain, that's something else again. It depends on the rating. I wouldn't, if I had to describe them all and individually, it would take too long. But just say an able seaman. Well, an able seaman, he assists in the mooring and mooring of the ship. He's stationed with a mate, forward, put out lines, or take them in, as the case may be. And the second mate is in charge aft, and he has this agency, one or two front winches, put out the lines and the springs and the breast lines, and so on. They, at sea, why, it's mostly a lot of painting done, chipping. Chipping rust and painting. Rust is a good saltwater, corrosive as it is, the life of a vessel is about, I'd say 20, 25, 30 years, about the limit. There's others, exceptions. That's about it.
What would the sailor do after he was off his watch as far as recreation?
Well, ship, it's a month at a time. That's, he turns in, as they say, gets his sleep. And there's cases where he plays cards all the time. That's not too good if it interferes with his watch alone. Because he's losing sleep that he should have. And a bad situation sometimes.
How would their watches go? Would they have like 8 hours on, 8 off, or would it vary in different ways?
Well, it used to be the old watch system, six on, six off, and then there was the dog watch. That was the old type, and then they changed all that, and then there was four on and 8 off. Didn't get that on the lakes there for a number of years. After the Black Gang, the firemen and oilers, as they call them, they had the 4-hour watches before, long before the season before the firemen and men did. But eventually that was what the 4 on and 8 off. Splicing to do, and there's odd jobs, you know. There's a general upkeep of scrubbing. The buckets, they call it suji-muji aboard ship. That's sun, you know. seaman is under the command of a bosun. That's the bosun, the boss, the inspector clerk. The bosun turns orders from the mate, just for the day's work.
And the first mate?
First mate. The mate is responsible for the physical upkeep of the ship. Under the supervision of the captain, King B, he has to see that these officers perform their duty. Junior officers and senior officers under him as well, that they are satisfactory. If not, he reports it to the shipping commissioner in the rival court. So that, the first duty of a ship carrying passengers is coffee. 4 o'clock, break out, rush down the decks. Then there's the squeegee to dry up the decks, these teak wood decks. Yesterday, all decks were wood at that time, under labor.
But that would be exclusively on the luxury liner?
Luxury liner, passenger liner.
Did they have many on the lakes?
They had some very good boats on the lakes at one time, but they all disappeared. This was the Bruce's, the Follett Seaman's Act. Quit that. That is a three-watch system. And the automobiles began about that time, you know, to travel with airplanes later on, so wasn't probably the last ship. I guess was in South America. It's laid up now. I think Sagatuck over on the west coast of the Pacific.
Did the depression have any effect on shipping in the Pacific? I'm sure it had some, but to what extent?
Here on the lake, you couldn't see the sign of smoke for hours.